Chazor zeichen nishu bach cheskel shlagam rabbi Yehuda mesechta sukkah daf mem zayin. Rabbi Yehuda the son of Rabbi Shmuel bar Shilas name Rad said outside to Yisrael the day that is questionably the seventh or the eighth day of sukkahs is considered to be the seventh day with regard to sitting in the sukkah and is considered to be the eighth day with regard to mentioning Shmini Atzeres and Yal V'Yovi and Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda said it's treated as the eighth day with regard to this and that, meaning for sukkah also. The Gemara says both agree that you have to sit in the sukkah on that day. The Machlek is whether you have to make a bracha when doing so. Rav says that a bracha is made. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't make a bracha when sitting in the sukkah on that day. Rabbi Yehuda said to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rav Huna bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Hador did not make a bracha on that day. Maybe they didn't make a bracha because they held like the Shita that a bracha was only made on the first day of Sukkot. Mar said no, Rabbi Yosef had a Kabbalah that these Rabbanim had not had the opportunity to sit in the sukkah that entire Yom Tov until that point. So besides the fact that they went in and didn't make a bracha, it shows that because they held it on that day, you don't make a bracha. Others say that all agree that no bracha is made, and the machlekes is whether one has to sit in the sukkah on that day altogether. Rav said you do have to sit in the sukkah that day. Rabbi Yechanan said you do not sit in the sukkah that day. Rabbi Yosef said one should follow the shita of Rabbi Yechanan because Rabbi Yehuda the son of Rabbi Shmuel bar Shilas, who quoted the shita of Rav, follow the shita of Rabbi Yechanan as well. The Gemara paskins that one is to sit in the sukkah that day but should not make a bracha. Rabbi Yechanan said, we make a Shechi Yonah Shmini Atzeres, but not on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Rav Leib Bachomer explained, this is because Shmini Atzeres is different than the preceding days, the days that come before it in three ways. The mitzvah of Sukkah no longer applies to Shmini Atzeres, the mitzvah of Hululuv no longer applies to Shmini Atzeres, and the Nisach HaMayim no longer applies in Shmini Atzeres. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda says that Nisach HaMayim was offered on Shmini Atzeres, he still had these other two differences, and that's why it's a new Yom Tov, so you make a new Shechi Yonah. In fact, the Shvi'i Shel Pesach is different than the first night of Pesach as well, since there's no obligation to eat matzah anymore. You're allowed to, but you don't have to. Moshe says it's different than the first night, but not different, not in the first day, which the rest of the time, which also carries no obligation to eat matzah. The obligation to eat matzah is only the first night. Ravina says Shmini Atzeres is different than the immediately preceding day. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is only different than the day that precedes the days before it, not than the immediately preceding day, and that's the difference. Our Papa said Shmini Atzeres is different than the days before it because the preceding days have multiple bulls brought as carbonus, and on Shmini Atzeres only a single par is brought as a carbon. The Nachum Yitzchak said the pasuk that discusses Shmini Atzeres begins with Bayoim as opposed to Ubayoim, so it's not connected, showing that it's a new distinct Yom Tov. Rav Ashi said the pasuk regarding Shmini Atzeres says Kamishpot, the law, as opposed to Kamishpotim, their law, meaning so so you see that Kamishpot is its own law, its own Yom Tov. The Braisa seems to support Rabbi Yochanan, because in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov, as can be seen by the fact that it needs its own carbon, it needs its own Shira, it needs its own Bracha, and there's a separate Chiyuv to stay in Yerushalayim overnight, just like the first 7 days have that requirement as well. Presumably, this Bracha is referring to Shechi Yonah, and it's approved to Rabbi Yochanan. Mar says, no, it may be that the Bracha refers to the mention of Shmini Atzeres and Yalav Yovai, and not the Bracha of Shechi Yonah. This makes sense as well, because the Braisa says that the Bracha is made all 7 days as well. Now the Shechi Yonah was not made for 7 days, only made the first day. Mar says this is not a raya because when we say all 7 days, that may be referring to Shechi Yonah, which at times is made during any of the 7 days of Sukkot. Meaning, if someone didn't make it the first day, he makes it the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day, and that's why it's not a proof. In fact, Shechi Yonah can't be made in Chol HaMoed because that's to be said over a cup of wine, and most people don't have wine in Chol HaMoed. So maybe this is a right to Rav Nachman who says that the Shechi Yonah could even be made not over a kais shel yayin. Mar says maybe it could be limited to a case where someone happened to have wine in Chol HaMoed. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that Shmini Atzeres carries the obligation to stay overnight in Yerushalayim? And another writer, Rabbi Yehuda says that the obligation to stay overnight on Pesach is written next to the pasuk of Sheish Yomim Toichal Matzah. This teaches that this obligation is only associated with something that has 6 days. Presumably, this comes to exclude Shmini Atzeres. Mar says, no, this comes to exclude Pesach Sheini. This makes sense because the Mishnah says that Bikurim requires a carbon, it requires Shira, it requires waving, and it requires staying overnight. This Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda because he says in the Braisa that Bikurim needs waving, and yet the Mishnah said that it carries the obligation to stay overnight, even though it doesn't have 6 days. You see that when he says 6 days comes to exclude Pesach Sheini. Fact more, maybe the Mishnah follows Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov, who also says in a Braisa that Bikurim needs to be waved. And if the Mishnah follows Rabbi Lezer, it may be that Rabbi Yehuda only requires staying overnight when there are 6 days. The Gemara doesn't answer this question. What's the end story regarding whether or not to make a Shechi Yonah or Shmini Atzeres? So Rav Nachman says that a Shechi Yonah is made. Rav Sheshe says that a Shechi Yonah is not made. The Gemara paskins that we do make a Shechi Yonah or Shmini Atzeres, and a Braisa paskins this way as well.